this is what we would we were hoping and we would continue to hope for, is to see more and more export sales continue to help bring these ending stocks down on corn. It's been one thing that we've had just very, very good usage and very good exports for corn for the last couple of years here. But we are also dealing with a massive crop that we had harvested last year, and essentially 2 billion extra bushels of corn that we're working from. So we have to continue to see these strong exports to help bring those numbers down. That's the only thing at this point on the old crop side of things that really gives you a reason to hope for higher prices if you can continue to bring those ending stocks down. On the new crop side of things, we'd be watching for weather and that kind of stuff to help bring us up. But with 95 plus million acres when it comes to new crop side of things, it is going to be a similar story where we're talking about somewhere around 2 billion bushels of ending stocks, which keeps prices under pressure. It'll keep us under $5 for a significant amount of time. On the bean side of things, the exports being what they are, as far as a miss, you're only going to have so many times that you can offset problems or concerns with exports with an increase to crush without crush seeing additional strength later on. So the export issue has been a long-standing issue for soybeans. A lot of it obviously stemming back to last year and the year before when it comes to Chinese interest. We know we have purchases of 25 million tons at least in the hopper for next year's crop. That's a good sign. We'll have to find out if we can get anything additional when President Trump meets with President Xi in the middle of May in Beijing. Hopefully he can get them to sign on for maybe another 5 to 10 million tons of this old crop and bring us down, help to alleviate some of this pricing pressure that we've seen.